Typhoon Rai caused extensive damage in the Visayas and the Mindanao region in December. Known locally as Odette, it killed at least 400 people and displaced millions. Survivors say the damage is comparable to that of Super Typhoon Haiyan in 2013. The world's strongest storm on record. According to the United Nations, more than 2 million people are still in dire need of assistance, and access to food, shelter, and medicine remains limited. Hundreds of towns are still without power and running water. In the province of southern Leyte, around 90% of tourism facilities have been damaged. The situation on the island of Siargao, another tourist destination, is no different. The devastation derailed the recovery of communities that were slowly bouncing back from the economic recession brought about by the pandemic.
The crisis within crisis, and it's on top of one on top of the other, is like compounded. The more we do the analysis, the more we find out that there are more needs, that there are more people who were affected.
Making matters worse, a new surge in COVID cases throughout the country has made relief operations even more difficult. And a Senate bill seeking to set aside reconstruction funds could take months to clear Congress. Many communities are dependent on local groups sending aid like this one.
The feeling of hopelessness. No, when you look at the massive destruction, no? Part of the response should be psychosocial support, no? Because that's the intangible part, no?
Aid organizations also warn that populations hit by the typhoon are likely to experience outbreaks of diseases and the rise of COVID-19 cases. Such a scenario may be unprecedented, and many fear this may truly test the so-called resilience of people, even in a country often battered by natural disasters. Jamela Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Manila.